us, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Mae Patterson wrote a wonderful article about how to handle the anxiety and the panic in this time. We want to talk about some ways that you can help other people to flourish. People who are isolated, what you can do is maybe FaceTime grandma today. Have your kids make a card for an elderly neighbor. Maybe give an air hug. Stand on your porch and wave to your neighbors. Also, help people who are in need. Give willingly. Share your toilet paper with a friend. Deliver groceries to those who can't get out. Remember people who are sick. Remember to check on your neighbors. Maybe donate some blood and pray for others every day. Remember the people who are losing their jobs. Leave a giant tip to customer service personnel. Pay a bill early. And remember the people who are losing hope. Remind other people of God's love. Be encouraging. Share your faith. This pandemic can be a really great opportunity to make an eternal difference to someone. Proverbs 17:22 says this, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." In other words, you need to smile and laugh each day, even when you don't feel like it, because laughter gives you strength. Encouragement dispels discouragement. Amen. I want to thank again Miss Mae Patterson. She's a writer and a teacher, and I hope that you enjoyed over the last couple of days the things that we've been talking about, how to get over anxiety, fear, panic during this time of trouble. And listen, I'd like to do it again with you on Monday. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Amen. Following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas, we will be back, and I hope that you enjoy this weekend. Remember, coming up on the program, more music and more ministries is on the way. Until the next time, remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Well, we're going to do it a little different this time. We're getting ready to go to the hood, y'all. Will you listen here? Been working for the Lord a long time, yeah, since I was a little boy. But I can't stand here and lie to you and say that all of my days have been joy. So-called friends talked about me. In fact, they've even made me cry. Yeah. But through it all, y'all, I made up my mind that I
got to keep on pressing on, no matter what comes my way.
Hold on to the Lord. My change is gonna come. If I keep on looking to the hills, y'all, I know I'm gonna see the sun. They get so hard sometimes, y'all, but I'm not gonna let that bother me, y'all. Jesus is able to hold me up.
Yes, sir.
He won't let me fall.
I want to keep on pressing on.
I feel pretty good right now.
Almost got me at my breaking point, losing my patience and contemplating on giving up. But I gotta keep looking up, cause the God that I serve is faithful indeed. He said in his word that he'll supply all of my needs, and I believe, so I will achieve, cause I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the situation I'm facing, no need to worry, cause it ain't gonna last long. I just gotta keep believing and pressing on, pressing on.
Pressing on,
I gotta keep
pressing on.
said I got a key.
Blessing on.
Lord, how much
I got to keep a blessing on.
Can I encourage my soul?
Blessing on.
No way.
A blessing.
Sometimes the Lord can do.
Blessing on.
To make it all through.
I got to keep a blessing on.
My mama never said.
Blessing on.
Never gonna be days like this.
Blessing on.
But if you read in your Bible.
Blessing on.
My friend Joe will tell you. You're not full of trouble.
But
ain't God all right now? Let me ask you. Do you
believe?
Ah, do you believe in that? I'm working hard. Trying to make it. Do you believe? Folks have talked behind my back. Scandal out of my name. But I got a home.
I hope that your weekend is filled with safety, blessings, and plenty of worship. Which reminds me, what do you think about when you hear the word worship? That's what we're going to talk about when we return on Monday. And yes, we'll have more Bible Jeopardy questions. It's a really fun way to brush up on your Bible knowledge. And the music will prove that we're the best gospel show on the radio. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and www.kaytfm.com. That's The Wade Hampton Show, starting at 9 a.m. Central on KAYT KQJOFM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Back on all those good times we once shared, and I must have been blind just to think I'd find someone new, one who'd love me better than you. Well, in miracle, as a surprise. No.
Let's go. Go.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
Cain wouldn't have brought his brother's life to an end. Sodom and Gomorrah wouldn't have been condemned. In a perfect world, there's no need for light, for God's glory,
His glory
shines so bright, enough for the day, enough for the night, in the perfect world. To behold. In our souls.